This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. It's already Wednesday, the 16th of July, 2003. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. In the second hour, I have Dwayne Coots, who powers Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and Infowars.net. He is an internet expert, and we'll talk about the New World Order and the spy technology and the total information awareness network and ways to alert the public to this. In the third hour, Abby Newman. She was in the film Road to Tyranny off the squad car footage as they pull her out of the car at a checkpoint and find her pocket constitution, one of my videos, and go on to discuss the fact that, quote, this may be illegal stuff, and, well, she declared her rights, and that's what the terrorists do. We'll talk about what she's gone through since she sued them and fought them and went to court against them. They took her daughter's child, CPS did. They've tried to take one of her younger children. And again, these are people that never had trouble with the law, never been involved in the system, military veterans, good Christian farmers. This is the new America. So that's coming up in the third hour of the show today. In the meantime, I'm going to try to not go into my ranting and raving and my sarcasm like I did last night. Well, I was wild last night. I want to just get into the news and try to analyze it and cover it and take a bunch of your calls. Dwayne's joining us at 12:30 in about an hour and a half, 12:30 Central Time. So we've got an hour and a half to cover news and take calls, half the show. And then, of course, we'll take calls for Dwayne as well. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll have Abby Newman, and we'll take calls for that for those of you that have seen her in Police State in the Police State videos, like 911, The Road to Tyranny, or for those that have watched the video on the Internet or seen it on your local TV station. The footage also got showed on several TV stations out on the East Coast, the police assaulting her and then saying that she assaulted them, and later that part got thrown out in court by the jury, but not the part about submitting at checkpoints, because that's our new freedom. Big news, we told you this was coming. We'll cover it when we get back in the next segment. Supreme Court urged to take on gun rights. Now remember, and a listener pointed this out last night, 7 of the 9 justices were appointed by Republicans. And look at all the socialistic, big government, anti-American rulings that have been coming out. It's like Bill Clinton on steroids or something. But again, all the conservatives say, the neocon followers, oh, we got to vote for Republicans because we got to get conservative justices appointed. Folks, we don't have a Republican Party, okay? We have Socialist A Party and Socialist B Party with different window dressing. And by the way, Ron Paul gave a speech a few days ago, and I have the text of it on Infowars.com. Now, the Liberty Committee, it's also on the Liberty Committee website, libertycommittee.org. /neo-cond. And Ron Paul, the most conservative member of Congress, that's the voting record, the actual actions, not the rhetoric. I'm sorry. Rhetoric-wise, he's not quite as conservative as Bush. But in action, well, let's just say he's not for turning in your guns. So that means, I guess, he's a liberal to the neocons. But he said the biggest threat is the neocons, the Trojan horses. And I didn't read all of this last night. Only read a few paragraphs. I want to read more of this today. I'll get to that. And the lies about weapons of mass destruction. This story has gotten really big. I think they're going to let it build to be a little bit bigger and then, oh, really discover some. But maybe I've been wrong because they lost so much credibility and getting caught lying that will anybody believe them? Wheels Within Wheels. I think I know what's going on. I'll tell you about that, and we'll also get your response to it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body, and in fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most important protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume iodized water, normal tap water, that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. If you want to learn more on how you can naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Central, 10 Eastern. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more, or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The show is about facts. It's about documents. It's about world history. It's about defending the Second Amendment and family and decency in this country. It's about controlling our borders. It is about exposing the greatest enemies to our republic. Now, I started my show last night with this, and I just can't help it. I want to covered it again in more detail, but I'm going to go ahead and do this in the next hour. But I do challenge everybody to go and to read it, because it is so important, and it's on InfoWars.com right now, or you can simply go to the libertycommittee.org/neo-cond. .htm. That's Ron Paul's Political Action from Principle website. And he gave a speech on the 10th. I just saw this yesterday. And it's 15 pages long, and I'm not going to read the whole thing on air, but later I'm going to... I've read the whole thing now. I read part of it last night. I read the whole thing when I got off the air last night, and I Didn't have time. I didn't think to highlight it. I just want to read key tidbits of this. But he says the greatest threat to America is the Republican Party. And he says that he has never talked like this, but he has to do it because the Republicans, he has analyzed their actions. He has come to the decision and the analysis that they are the ultra-socialist. They are really the Democratic Party trying to take over. And that's what we told you years ago. And Ron Paul is a Republican and has the most conservative voting record. But things have gotten so bad now, he had to indict them. Basically, a Declaration of Independence is what he went through. And he laid out how they're traitors, how they want to destroy America, and how they are the greatest threat. The speech is neocon. And he went over the facts that they are destroying this country, so that's coming up later. And I hope you read the whole thing for yourself, and I hope you email it out to your conservative friends who aren't really conservative. I mean, they might as well be wearing red armbands or something and be part of Stalin's secret police. I mean, these people are sick. But as long as a neocon says it on Fox or on the EIB network or out of Big Government Savage's mouth, or out of any of these people, as long as they say it, people go along with it. Because they say a lot of things that are true and a lot of things that are right, but then mix the poison in with it and tell you to go ahead and support Bush. Oh, well, you're not going to vote for Hillary, are you, or John Kerry or Al Gore? Frankly, I think it'd be better if we had John Kerry or Hillary Clinton in there right now, because the mass of conservatives would not be neutralized by the sleeping gas that is George W. neocon puppet teleprompter Bush. I mean, I wish we had Al Gore in here. Mike Hansen, who I've worked with for years, during the election said, one of the most conservative people I know, he said, I'm voting for Al Gore. And I said, why? And he said, because people know he's evil, and the conservative movement's going to die and get totally derailed, the liberty movement, if George Bush is elected. And I said, well, Mike, I'm going to go vote, but I'm not even going to vote in the presidential election because I know it's already a foregone conclusion and is going to be staged. And I told this story months and weeks before the election, so I'm on the record saying it was going to be a staged election. It is a staged election. We don't choose who the president is, okay? That's a fact. I've done 50 shows on it. I hate to make that claim without doing a show on it, but it is a fact. The CIA runs the elections. You cannot get in to see the computers. It is totally controlled. Voter News Services, it's had other names. The same group still runs it. They got rid of that name. They've changed names again. So, you know, it doesn't really matter who's in there. They're just titular heads, puppets. But it does matter to the mass out there that well, I know Bush has done some things that are wrong. Because I'll say, well, he's for open borders. Well, he's for gun control. Well, he's for blocking pardon gate. Well, he's for, you know, all these things. They'll go, yeah, I know about that. Yeah, I know about the UNESCO. Well, yeah, it is bad. I go, well, what's he done that's conservative? Well, he cut, you know, $90 million or $89 million in abortion funding worldwide. And I go, yeah, but he increased it by $3 billion in other funds. Well, show me an article on that. Well, I mean, here's the admission. Oh, that is bad. Well, you know, cannot compute. Can you say Benedict Arnold? Can you say Trojan Horse? And I know I start a couple shows each week with this a different variant of the same diatribe, but I tune into Neocon Talk Radio, and it's all Bush is so conservative, everything's so good, we got to stop Hillary, you got to follow Bush. Oh, they did find weapons of mass destruction. They're still saying it. Oh, Bush is fighting with the UN. No, he's empowering it. He's using America as the bad cop, demonizing us while we're working for the big banks in Europe. And then they pose as the good guys that are against all this war. Don't you see what's happening? Don't you see how Bush is energizing a massive, highly organized, vicious, socialist New World Order movement worldwide? Bush is putting air into the sails of the liberals. You call them the liberals, the big government control freaks. He's energizing a whole new generation of UN-promoting activists that that think they're good and that think that there's this conservative New World Order that they've got to stop by empowering the loving liberal New World Order. And I read the policy papers 5 years ago how they were going to sell this to you. People say, how did you know all this? How did you predict this and that? Well, folks, the globalists have to communicate with each other. There's tens of thousands of them. Okay, they're in management positions at different levels. And so they have policy papers and position papers. It's like PNAC. PNAC, we're for big government, we're for socialism, we're for a new world order, we want all the oil, we want a police state, we want to set up a military base, we need to be attacked by terrorists to get this done. How do we get this done? I mean, they actually say that, ladies and gentlemen, but the average person is not going to go to PNAC.org and read stuff written by Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and Pearl and Jeb Bush and Dick Cheney. By the way, they're all there or they're on their way to Bohemian Grove right now. They all pop in and out from July 15th to July 30th in the tiny town of Monterio, 12 miles west of Santa Rosa. And 3 years ago yesterday, I snuck in there. And they admit they publish their speeches they give there. They publish them through Berkeley. Again, the conservatives publish their information through Berkeley, see, the ultra-socialist university. You're starting to get how this works, folks. And it's all New World Order this, world government that. Well, they're meeting right now and creating their position papers again. But they know that 99.9% of you will never go read what they've said. They say they're going to take your guns. They say they're going to dumb you down. They say the family's the enemy. They say they're going to take everything you've got. They're going to destroy the middle class. But that doesn't matter because you heard them on TV say they were fighting against all that. So that's my frustration here, that I could spend all day. I have just today about 20 articles where they've been caught in red-handed lies about Iraq, okay? And they're on video, and they're on the news and in the text of the articles saying one thing, saying people are liars that say it's another way, and then a month later, flip-flopping. Now they're flip-flopping multiple times daily. And, by the way, Lord Bush's approval rating is falling through the floor right now. It is plunging through the basement right now, and that is terrifying. Because when Bill Clinton's approval rating hit 32%, 33%, depending on the poll, Oklahoma City took place. Every time this happens, there is a diversionary event. And look, if Bush's approval rating was still at 75%, 80%, 95%, a world record like it was after 9/11, and it's been going down ever since, they wouldn't carry out more events. Okay? They have to do this to get you back in line, to get you to tribally get your hackles up and circle the wagons with them directing you, oh, we got to protect ourselves, follow our orders, we're in an emergency, you know, grab bales of water, throw it on the fire. But really, they're bales of gasoline. You wonder as you throw the bales on why it explodes in your face and why things get worse. And they just say, oh, the buckets aren't big enough. Here's some bigger buckets. Patriot Act 1 wasn't enough. Here, we'll give you Patriot Act 2, but don't mention how the border's wide open or neocons like Ann Coulter. Do you see how mad she got? A big, pretty girl, a poster girl. And I would bring up all the horrible big government stuff that's happening under Bush, and she'd just start sputtering and spitting and getting mad. I mean, I've seen her on TV. She doesn't get that mad when she's debating Ted Kennedy. But why would she get so mad at me? Because, see, people like her and Ted Kennedy are in the same system. They're buds. But they don't like real conservatives. They don't like libertarians. They don't like Christian patriots. They don't like the groups that are out there that know what America is all about and see it being destroyed and are upset. They want to shut us out. They want to shut us out so no one can hear us and so no one knows what's happening. But you know what? Our numbers are exploding. The alternative media is growing geometrically. And the people now know that government is behind terror and that government cannot be trusted. And And so the awakening is taking place. So the globalists are doomed. They can carry out more terror. They can do whatever they want. I pray they won't, because I care about the innocents. But in the end equation, that everybody's going to learn that they're the terrorist.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gentlemen, we're back live, and your calls are coming up in the next segment. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host, as we blast out on the AM and FM dial across the country, simulcast on global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320, and back from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890, and right here in Austin, Texas on 1260 AM from 9 to midnight, and Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 6 p.m. I want to jump into some of the news now, and then, of course, we'll come back, go to your calls, into that Ron Paul speech, portions of it. Core of weapons case crumbling. This is from the BBC. Of the nine main conclusions in the British government document, Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, not one has been shown to be true. And then it goes into the lies. There was another story we posted on Monday out of the London Independent, the 20 lies on Iraq. And they're all blatant lies. The White House and as well as the government over in Britain have been lying incessantly. And now Tenet says he'll take the fall. Well, does that mean more funding, maybe a cash bonus? Because in 911, after NORAD was ordered to stand down and all this stuff happened, they all got cash bonuses and rewards and more funding. So Tenet says it's all his fault. He gave Bush the faulty information. This is from the Associated Press. Tenet faces grilling over uranium intelligence before Congress and says it's all his fault. There's a problem, though. We have a media source that I think is very impeccable on the subject. It's called whitehouse.gov. Yes, it's the president's website. They have photos and text posted weeks before State of the Union with Bush practicing the speech. And they have photos of him the night before practicing it. And it shows the speech on a lectern with Bush drawing circles and tossing out lines. So everybody knows that Bush practices his speeches more than anyone ever has because he's not a very good public speaker. I mean, I'm not either off a teleprompter. I'm not saying he's stupid. He is a neocon, though. People say Bush is dumb. No, he's not dumb. He's very crafty, like a weasel, like a liberal. And we've got him there. So, again, neocons, you said he hadn't read it. Turns out months before, he had been specifically told that that was fake by the CIA, by the analyst, who didn't want to get called on the carpet for all this and didn't want to get burned, because they knew they were under scrutiny. And who visited the CIA four separate times? Dick Cheney. You may have heard of him. He's the vice president. So they go over there and tell him what to do, and then they announce all this. It's just total lies. I could spend all day on these lies. They say, last week, Rumsfeld says, look, it was never about hidden weapons of mass destruction. It was about he was trying to have a program. Well, folks, I have Rumsfeld on tape dozens of times, and all over the news saying, and you heard him, that he's hiding weapons of mass destruction. We know he got them from Africa. We know he's covering it up. Then last week, he said before Congress that he never said that. Then Condoleezza Rice came out over the weekend and said, actually, we have evidence of Niger. We just can't give it to you. And now they're saying it's partisan. It's the Democrats. They're just lying. Well, of course the Democrats are being partisan in using this, and they are a bunch of liars. But just because they're lying crooks, does that mean it's okay that the Republicans are liars? Because Bill Clinton's a lying traitor, does that make it okay what Bush is doing? This is called integrity. It's like saying, well, the New York mob is corrupt, so New Jersey mob's okay. Or the Chicago mob's bad, but the Dixie Mafia, they're all right. I mean, you know, it's just, where are your thinking caps? And I know most of you are aware of this. We're losing everything America is. We're losing the Bill of Rights. We're losing what that flag symbolizes, okay? And I am just upset. And they're going to get away with this stuff, okay? And they've got new lies for old. I've never seen, okay, in my 10 years of fighting the New World Order, my 8 years, more than 8 years now, been on the air since 95. I don't know how many years is that. Point is that in all the years I've been fighting this, and I've been active for 10, or longer than 10, now about 11, I've never seen the lies get this bad. Maybe I'm just more aware of the lies now, but we'll take your calls on this from I want to hear from conservatives, liberals, it doesn't matter. Do you care you're being lied to, or do you want to deny you're being lied to? 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As a doctor, you're able to cure and heal your patients. Unfortunately, there's more than that to a successful medical practice. Confirming appointments, rescheduling missed visits, and sending reminders is inconvenient and time-consuming.
Call toll-free, 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
More of the neocons coming on the show this week and next week. I'm going to have them all on, all the neocons we can get on the show to tell us how we're wrong to be pro-gun, how we're wrong to be pro-border, how we're wrong to be against NAFTA and GATT, which is a giant scam, because it's not free or fair trade. We're going to have them up here so you can really hear what they're all about on this show. And then maybe I'll have Chucky Schumer on and we'll play the interviews back side by side and show you how they're really for the same policies in reality. I said we go to wide open phones. We're going to do that. I want to go to your calls quickly. So your question or comment. Let's talk to Jerry in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to pass the word out. Here in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area, there's a campaign to fight the USA Patriot Act. And there's a meeting July 17th. This Thursday. At the University of Pittsburgh's David Lawrence Hall, starts at 7 p.m.
Be a great place to network and deprogram liberals that are there to the real paradigm.
Yeah, and here it says this is the Pittsburgh Bill of Rights Defense Campaign. They want to educate the public regarding the USA Patriot Act, which expands government's rights to obtain records, conduct searches, and wiretap if it deems such actions necessary to combat loosely defined terrorism.
Well, it's a lot
they
worse
also,
than that. See the liberal versions of this.
I know.
Don't tell you about the secret arrest and execution and stuff.
Okay.
And they don't tell you that Chucky Schumer and others helped write that bill. Go ahead.
Okay, and this group also wants to join with like-minded groups in other cities to push for a repeal of the Patriot Act and the defeat of Patriot 2. Here again, this Thursday, and I don't have a computer, so I'm asking all those out there listening to this show in the western Pennsylvania area, contact others. There is parking down there. If I think this is right near where the Carnegie Museum is, and there's a lot
so
of parking
is,
available.
This is tomorrow at what time?
This is July 17th. This is tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the University of Pittsburgh's David Lawrence
yeah,
Hall.
Yeah, and pick your children up from school. Take them out to eat and then say, kids, this is what America's all about. We're going to a committee of correspondence.
Right.
Just like the founding fathers.
Good. There's a lot of restaurants out in that area, too.
Yeah, make it a family event.
Yeah, so everybody get together and let's go.
I heartily agree. Did you know, last time I checked, I counted them up, over 400 cities and two states and a lot of conservative towns have repealed the Patriot Act because it's unpatriotic.
Well, we want every city to do this.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call.
Yes.
It is so important because when they get resistance, they back off. But when they run up against soft resistance, they will bulldoze over. And so we got to let them know we're not going to let them butcher the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And by the way, I've been to these meetings. It's Republicans. It's Libertarians. It's Liberals. It's Democrats. It's Green Party. And the Liberals are talking about the New World Order. They come up and say, yes, you've been right all along. We're buying guns. We're for smaller government. We understand that big government's controlled by the corporations. You're right, Alex. I'm deprogrammed. Death of the New World Order. I understand the environmental movement has been co-opted. You're right. You're sensible. You're correct about genetically modified foods being the big threat and the whole environmental movement being about land grabs. I mean, it's just a giant deprogramming session, a huge populist constitutional movement. People call in here every day, and they say, I used to be a liberal and because I saw the corruption of the Republicans, and I heard you expose both sides, and now I'm a constitutionalist, and I understand. Yes, we're not here to balkanize you. We're here to open your eyes, folks. to the enemy that is the New World Order, the criminal crime ring. It's not left wing, it's not right wing. We're fighting organized crime that owns the military-industrial complex, that owns big PR firms that put out this fancy spin. Rudy in New Mexico, welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, good to see you. Good to hear from you. And this is Rudy, a sovereign American here. I don't even believe in what is going on with this government. But, Alex, you've been talking about it for a long time. Alex, I just wanted to bring up a point. I don't know if you got the article that I sent you about the burning of the trees here in Albuquerque that we had a problem a couple of weeks ago.
Well, I know the feds like to set those fires.
Well, the military is still – here's what they did is they brought the National Guard in, and they're out there guarding the bicycle trails. And what they're doing is they're in real programmed areas where people can see them and make sure that they're very visible. And every time I drive by – you know, they've got their Humvees out there when they're out there drinking water or doing whatever they're doing. But one, the article that I sent you, and hopefully you'll get it, it said in the article, this is the guy that's in charge of this whole operation, quote, this is Homeland Security. Now, the question I asked several people, this is how I'm getting the word out, is here we've got fires that are being set allegedly by fireworks. But several years in the past, we've had fires of the same magnitude, and the guys have them out in 3 or 4 hours, the local fire department, very good guys. They've got them out in 2 or 3 hours. These fires burn for 3 days. So I'm not a paranoid person, but there's something going on there.
Well, let me just say this. This is a big call, Rudy. When did you send me this news article?
I sent this news article to you last week. If you didn't get it, I'll
Okay, let me explain what happened. Both my internet email programs crashed because we hadn't gotten the, and I'm not exaggerating, it's like 30,000 emails dumped out of there. So it clogged up, stuff going back 6 months, and it was all messed up. Send it again to tips@infowars.com. What's the name of the newspaper?
Name of the newspaper is the Albuquerque Journal.
Yeah, Albuquerque Journal.
Alina, what I'll do is I got to run by there anyway and pick up an old newspaper.
What was the headline?
The headline, Bosque, Bosque, is still burning or is burning or something like that.
It's still burning. Bosque is still burning. Now, let me stop you. Your instincts are correct. But in the next 2 minutes, I can give you detailed evidence of how they set fires, how this was a long-term plan, and their own statements. Okay, so your instincts are correct, sir. But let me give you the facts, the proof. I don't know if they set these particular fires, but I do know who set them in 1999 into 2000. This was even on John Stossel's ABC News. Now, this was all over the newspapers. This was admitted. In 12 states, dozens of massive fires in each state were set. The Bureau of Land Management was told by the Federal Meteorological Group not to set, quote, controlled burn fires in that hot summer in 99 because, quote, it was the hottest, driest winds on record from Mexico and that the fires would burn uncontrolled.
Los Alamos.
Yes, all over, sir. It was from Oregon to New Mexico. We had state reps on from New Mexico. We had county commissioners on, accusing the government of setting them and how they weren't allowed to put them out. Okay, I've had county commissioners on saying the feds did it on purpose. But let me just continue.
I
was actually in WorldNet Daily, too, but let me just give people evidence. This is not theory. This is mainstream news fact. Clinton ordered those fires set. They were in key belts to burn out private areas, to burn out Indian reservations. They were almost always outside a developed area in key growth belts where FEMA wanted to declare it an emergency and take the land. They set the fires. They wouldn't let the people put them out to the point where, last time I checked, 7 of the 30-plus counties in New Mexico threw the feds out, declared their own emergency, and declared states' rights and threw them out. Now, remember during those fires that they had the U.S. Army, quote, with the U.N. and Canadian firefighters, quote, helping to put the fires out. Now, I have the mainstream news articles. We posted them. So UN troops, oh, but it's just to fight the fires. Now, Homeland Security, they said, is for seatbelts, is for checkpoints, is for toll roads, is for the cameras, is for all crimes, all misdemeanors. The Washington Times 3 weeks ago in a story titled Patriot Act Cast a Wide Net, the Justice Department spokesman said before Congress, quote, we will use it for all crimes, all misdemeanors, all tools, no more juries, no more nothing. And then now you tell me that the National Guard says this is Homeland Security. See, it's not about terror. It's a new, biggest federal agency in existence, taking over dozens, 22 major agencies, biggest budget, secret. There's no phone call. There's no place to fax them. There's no place to call them. This has been in the news. They have total secrecy over the agencies. They're run by the NSA and CIA. And now you've got the Army, and you say after the fires are out, conspicuous. Now, let me add the caveat, and I'm done. Ridge said, and I have him on Fox News and C-SPAN, he said, we're going to put troops on the streets and condition the people that this is part of safety. They're going to be in the factories to, quote, oversee the workers, the Army is. By the way, 4 years ago, I had Fayetteville News Journal articles in North Carolina where they were putting them in the, quote, tire and ice cream factories to, quote, look for terrorists. This is mainstream news years before 911. They train the cadres of officers to train the larger groups, and they said this. So the new America will be troops on the sidewalk with the police, troops in the factories, troops in the parks. They do helicopter landings the last 10 years at almost every school, condition the kids that way. Mm-hmm. They have in Texas, we have video, it's in my films, of troops at checkpoints. In the takeover, they practice taking over a town in Florida in a drill. I walk into the sheriff's department and say, politely, it's all on video, unedited, I said, I'd like to talk to you about the troops and the secret operation. The public affairs lady in her fancy suit starts going, what's your problem? Why do you want to know? And getting all agitated. A woman runs around the corner wearing a Marine Corps shirt and says, I want martial law. I want to line up and shoot anyone who gets in our way. We need to be secret. And I say, oh, really? And she tells me basically to shut. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen that one yet.
I mean, I have footage of people. You walk into a sheriff's department. I calmly said, I'd like to talk about the secret troops. And the woman runs around the counter and starts screaming, I want martial law. So they've already set it up before 911. And I've been making films and warning people for years and said this would happen. Said we'd have terror attacks. They would do this. So what you said, your instincts, the things you see were 110% on target, Rudy.
Well, these...
there's my analysis. So it's all true. It's all documented. And I don't know if they set these fires, but I know they set them last time, and they got caught doing it.
Well, these fires, when they started underneath the freeway, so they had to block the freeway. And this is Interstate 40 that goes east and west
and,
across
and,
the country.
And simultaneously, too.
And simultaneously, exactly. Both sides of the freeway. And I've seen these fires burn because I've lived in Albuquerque all my life. They don't burn real hot. They don't burn real quick. These fires burn like there was incendiary devices placed strategically to get this thing hot.
Let me stop you. Let me stop you again. In the Road to Tyranny, local newscast, they had fake bio attacks dozens of times. I mean, multiple times. 8 times we caught them. They had a fake nuclear spill and then later announced, okay, it was just a drill. They have admitted, quote, the White House ordered fake terror alerts to, quote, create hysteria. That's ABC News. And I have been to events where they call the media out in Belton, Texas, 60 miles north of me, right by Crawford. This is in early 2001. The mayor announces we have been attacked by terrorists. Simultaneously, cars explode. We have video. Explode in the parking lot, shooting fire everywhere. Black smoke, helicopters, troops walk over and ask what we're doing with cameras. So, yes, sir. Okay. My instincts. Now, they've been caught doing it in Austin, and they've been caught doing it in New Mexico. I don't know about this case, but yes, sir. I would bet a considerable sum. My instincts, in fact, I know they did it, but I won't say that, of course. So, and this is all part of acclimation. What are the troops doing when you're out around town?
Well, they're just down there in that area where the fires were down along the Bosque. And I stopped one day, and I got out of my car, and I walked towards them. And the guy immediately jumps out, and he runs over to what I would consider to be a perimeter where maybe his leash that he's wearing will zap him before he crosses that one line. But he got to that point, and he says, "What are you doing down here?" I said, "Well, we normally like to use this trail to ride our bikes." I said, "When are y'all planning on getting out of here?" He says, "This is an indefinite program," quote unquote.
Oh, so the fires are gone, but it's fire, indefinite.
It's an indefinite program.
And so now the troops are, what are you doing? What are you doing in a public area? How dare you?
That's right.
What did you say to him when he said that?
I said, "Well, I'd like to know because, you know, this was part of our exercise routine." And I said, "It sure would be nice. Is there a number I can call?" He says, "You need to talk to the sheriff's department."
And in the past, you had fires, but now troops are
there.
Oh,
hell, they wouldn't even close the trails down. The fires would burn. They'd put them out, and you'd be out there the next day.
Well, of course. But now
they're conditioning the public.
But you say the paper said that this is Homeland Security.
This is Homeland Security. That's right. Hey, did you get my bumper stickers?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Those are great. Hey, but do me a big favor.
Yep.
Email that to me. Get on the computer. Find the article. Email it. We'll get it posted. In fact, I know Paul Joseph Watson's listening.
Okay.
Paul, will you please post that on Prison Planet immediately? And that was the Albuquerque Journal. And we're on in Albuquerque at night. They carry the show at night.
Yeah, the damn conservatives here X'd you from the... they don't want people during the day to listen to you. Like,
well, no, I don't think that's it. It's just a programming situation.
Well, they put on... No, Alex. They substituted you with one of their conservative neo... I won't say the word.
Neocons?
Neo-Nazis.
Look, I actually know the folks that run that station. They're great people, but... thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We're glad to be on 5 days a week, 9 to midnight. And the station covers, you know, several cities at night. It's powerful at night. Now, maybe you can call programming and ask them to carry it maybe Saturday or Sunday, have a best of, so people can hear it during the day. But regardless, we don't complain. Now, let's talk to Eric in Texas, then we'll go to Bob, Heather, Ron, and others. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having
me. Hey, it's good to hear about all the troops, isn't it? And this is an indefinite program with Homeland Security.
It's pretty scary. In fact, I was pretty amazed. I popped in your police state to the takeover tape. It's not one that I had seen all the way through because I mainly focused on 911 and afterwards.
You're talking about the takeover where the woman screams, "I want martial law, I love it," and begins foaming at the mouth in the police station?
Yeah, and the NATO commander talks about how these exercises are going to enable a new world order.
To confiscate our guns? Yeah, that was in 96.
Yeah, and I was just completely amazed that in your intro to the tape, it's very clear that, you know, you had the major big picture figured out way before 9/11, Alex, and you're still saying the same message, and people really need to take heed and, you know...
What else is on your mind, Eric? I'll let you finish up on the other side. I didn't mean to go to you with 50 seconds left. Stay there, Eric. We'll come back to you, then Bob, Heather, Ron, and others. I got police station people screaming, "I want martial law." I just calmly ask him, "What's the secret troops about?" "Martial law, shut up!"
Hello, everybody. My name is Bob Barefoot, and I'm here today to introduce Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus. It has twice as much of the high-grade marine coral calcium from Okinawa, Japan, and almost twice as much of all other nutrients. Today, it's the best bang for your buck in the health nutrient industry, and coral calcium is the nutrient of the 21st century. Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus.
Bob wants to help heal America. He believes this admirable goal can be achieved in just a few short years, but only with your help. For a complete listing of all of Bob's products, including the new Barefoot's Best and the original Coral Calcium Supreme, go to robertbarefoot.com or call 1-800-510-4074. That's 1-800-510-4074. Robert Barefoot wants to help your body heal itself today, so call toll-free 800-510-4074 or visit www.robertbarefoot.com. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I went to Brooksville, Florida, and I get into town, get off the plane, get a rent car. Next day, walk into the sheriff's department. Lady comes out. I say, I'd like to talk about this secret military operation going on. She's real nice. All of a sudden, she gets real mean. She goes, why do you want to know? Why do you want to ask? I said, well, we're with the media, and well, I'm not going to answer your questions. And some woman runs around the counter at us wearing a Marine Corps T-shirt going, I want martial law. Line people up and shoot them if they don't submit. I think it should be secret. And, I mean, you know, this is, they got people just ready to take everything you've got, people. Just ready to stomp your guts out. You know, 4th of July, it's not good enough to have families pulled over searching cars everywhere to desecrate America. None of this is enough for these people. Our borders are wide open, and they got troops in Albuquerque. I did see some of the news articles. I didn't see the one that Rudy was talking about where, well, this is part of Homeland Security. I can't wait to get that out of the Albuquerque Journal. And we'll find that article. And just amazing, just absolutely amazing. Eric, you want to finish up, and we'll go to Bob and Heather and Ron and others. Go ahead.
Sure, just a few things. Okay, well, I'm going to definitely re-air your intro to Police State 2000 on my cable access show because it does take people back a few years. You know, you look a little younger, a little leaner, but the message is still there that, you know, we're under attack by the New World Order. So I think things age like wine. It gets better with time. And I also, on my show, I created this music video where I combined a song that Paris, an artist, a hip-hop artist, created. It's incredible. It's right on target, and it's very powerful, the lyrics. And I combined that with your intro to Police State 2000, then I appended the intro for 911, The Road to Tyranny, and how it worked out. The timing was just absolutely divine. It's such a powerful music video.
Well, I'm familiar with Paris. I know he plugs me on his website, and he's aware of the New World Order.
He's got a new album coming out called Soul Jihad, and his website is Guerrilla Funk, G-U-E-R-R-I-L-L.
Yeah, I know what it is. He's kind of the West Coast liberal group, but they're starting to wake up to the New World Order.
So I digitized this, and I put this up on my website, 9/11 Exposed, and it's a 3-meg file, and I think it might help get the message out.
Sure.
Like wildfire.
Hey, Eric, I got to jump. Thanks for the call. Sounds interesting. We're going to break, and I promise we'll go right to Bob, Heather, Ron, and others. You guys be patient. You gals be patient. We will get to you in a bunch of other news and two guests coming up, but the guest is about 35 minutes away, so we'll have plenty of time to go to your calls. mean, think of how desperate things have gotten. That I knew all about this martial law years ago because I went to the events. They've been training the troops for it. Now they're training you for it. And it has nothing to do with terror. It's about you try to go to your park, you go for a jog, you know, a week after the fires are out, and the troops say, "What are you doing in this area? Get out of here." You know, the stormtroopers. This is what it's all about. It's the new America. They're going to have them in your businesses, your factories. They're going to do urine tests of you. By the way, that's already on Austin News. The Army wants to drop by and urine test your employees, part of the Department of Homeland Security. That's actually on our local news. See? Nothing to do with terror, folks. Well, if you don't have nothing to hide, what's your problem? The Army is about taking your precious bodily fluids. That's what freedom's all about. The Founding Fathers and veterans fought so you could have checkpoints and drug tests by the Army when you work at any business or factory. It's part of the homeland. Before I end this hour, I've not been plugging my videos properly. We need to get them out to people. Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, The Takeover. They're all excellent films. They're full of incredible stuff. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order them, or call toll-free to order at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Again, that's 888-253-3139. We're not going to expose these people unless you take action and get the films and make copies. Please do it now. Please support the broadcast. Get the videos and my book. Second hour coming up.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition.